A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Manchester City face a battle to keep hold of Raheem Sterling this summer, with Manchester United said to be interested in a move. Of course, City might have a battle to keep any of their stars should City's UEFA Champions League ban be upheld by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. If that was to happen, then United will be looking at the possibility of signing the 25-year-old. Sterling previously has said he's a massive United fan, but whether City would allow him to move to United remains to be seen. He has been linked with a move abroad, with Real Madrid said to be one of his suitors. That seems more likely for a move for Sterling, particularly given that he's also played for Liverpool. So remains to be seen whether United have any chance of signing the England international. But of course, City may well overturn their European ban anyway. We'll see what happens on that front. Elsewhere, and it's been suggested that City did not get the signal they were after in order to make a move for Lionel Messi. The Argentina star reportedly has a contract with Barcelona, which had a clause in his contract allowing him to leave the club as a free agent this summer. That clause ran out on May the 31st, and of course, nobody made a move. So the report is suggesting that City needed a signal from Messi to decide to go after him, but they didn't get it, and of course City did not. Whether there's any truth in that is open to question. And finally, for the bulletin, staying on the Barcelona theme, and right back Nelson Semedo is reportedly preferring a move to Manchester City rather than the potential deal with Inter Milan or Juventus. The 26-year-old perhaps hasn't nailed down that right-back slot at Barcelona, who are reported to be willing to let him go this summer. He has been linked with a move to Serie A in a possible player exchange deal, but he himself is reported to be prioritising a switch to Manchester City, although they will still have to meet his €40 million valuation. That's all for now. We'll have more later.